I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. National Night Out was held in Philadelphia and across the country last night. The event is touted as a way to tighten community bonds and to deter crime. WHYY's Tom McDonald sampled a few of the events in the area.
The shopping center at 50th and Parkside was vandalized during last summer's civil unrest, but on Tuesday night it felt renewed and alive with people celebrating National Night Out. Chief Inspector Altaviz Love Craighead of the Community Relations Bureau says because people joined together after the vandalism, the center lives again.
Businesses, public officials, residents, when they come together to protect and support what belongs to them, when they feel like they have a stake in what belongs to them, what's in their neighborhood, this is what can happen. It's powerful.
Across town in North Philadelphia at Broad and Venango, people held a party outside a church. Kyle Bedley was one of those in attendance. He says the violence in the Philadelphia neighborhoods has to come to an end.
I would be like China, get rid of all the guns, first of all. That way nobody can shoot nobody. I know that's a big thing in America not to do, but if that's going to stop this killing, then that's what you got to do. That's what I would do to start with.
Mayor Jim Kenney has said he wants tougher gun laws, but is prohibited under law to enact regulations tougher than those set by the state. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.